Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
7:42 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys, get the strong arm. Before we get to Man Up Monday and Mic'd Up, how about those Hawks?
Yeah, how about those Hawks?
How about those Hawks?
They tried to get it away, didn't they?
They beat the 76ers in double overtime, 142-134. Jalen Johnson had a career high, 41 points, 14 rebounds, and 7 assists.
I'm going to bring y'all in on the inside track of how things kind of happen in this business sometimes. So I got home last night from the game. I'm trying to turn on Sunday Night Football, which is evidently in some sort of dispute with Paramount. On Fubo, which is a whole shindig in and of itself.
Very frustrating.
I watched the Hawks game, and I believe I saw them up 6 with like a minute left. And I was like, oh, okay, good. Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then the update comes on my phone that they're headed to the first overtime. Mm. I was like, what in God's name happened? How did this happen?
Right.
And then at the end of the first overtime, I'm like, I think the Sixers are up by 4. And I'm like kind of watching back and forth, trying to get the kids asleep, doing all the nighttime stuff. And they got rid of it. They gave it away. And then it bounced back to Hawks' favor in the second overtime with Jalen. But the whole thing from my peripheral, just watching out of the corner of my eye, I was going, what in God's name is going on with this team right now?
It was crazy because, again, I kind of took it in the same way as you. Yeah. Obviously, we both got back around the same time from working Falcons. And I turned it on, and I was asking Simone, like, once I got back, I was like, what's the score of the Hawks 76 game? She told me, I was like, oh, yeah, it's go time. It's go time. And then I was like, oh, yeah, you know, like you said, close to fourth quarter. Yeah, they got this in the bag, good ball movement. And then Dyson blows a bunny, just to be quite frank about it, at the end of regulation. I'm like, no way. Tyrese Maxey hits that 3. And I'm like, no, last thing we can do is go into overtime. This ain't going to be good. Then Tyrese, who sent in overtime, like you said, missed them 2 free throws.
That was crazy.
That was crazy. I was like, bro, he couldn't miss. No. Tyrese was cooking us. His first step is just so good, and he's such a good finisher at the rim. But anyway, and then, you know, he blows the 2 free throws. Jalen comes up clutch, makes it 2-4, second overtime. And then Hawks did, I got to give them credit on this front, they did an excellent job of just putting their foot on the gas and just taking it in the second overtime. And they were pretty I'll do it to myself. They were pretty dominant in the second overtime. And look, I know it does seem like they gave this game away, and
they tried to,
and they should have won it in regulation, but kudos to the Hawks for being resilient. And that's the making of a good team, resiliency. Even though you face them adversity, you come back and you still find a way to win. So the Hawks have all the makings of a good team right now. And I just want to say this real quick. Joel Embiid, he's looking washed, man. I know he just came. The game last night was his first game back since, like, what, early November or something?
Yeah.
He's looking washed, man.
Dang, that's tough.
He did not look comfortable at all last night. And again, I know he's just coming back from injury, but I don't know, man. Might be cooked.
Dylan, was your heart rate higher going into the first overtime or the second overtime?
Oh.
Like when you're just like, oh my gosh, figure this out.
Probably the second, because I'm like, all right, there's no way. Like once we got into the second, I'm like, come on now. We gotta close this out. There's no way we can lose a game like this. So I was like, honestly, I was saying to myself the whole time, I can't take 2 heartbreaks tonight. I can't take 2. I need the Hawks to pull through.
Fair enough, man. Fair enough.
Very fair. Well, they will play the Pistons tonight in Detroit. Pregame is set for 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7.
All right, fellas. You know what? I said the rando picks were making y'all, you know, decisions all the way bad. I'm actually gonna walk that back a little bit.
But only
for Bo, not for you, Mike.
Yeah.
Bo actually had a winning weekend this weekend. He went 3-2 this weekend. That brings his overall record to 29-27.
Dylan, I'm so curious. I don't even remember what games we picked.
Yes, so we picked Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I got that one wrong because I picked the over.
Correct. You picked the over. Mike, you also got it wrong because you picked Georgia minus 13.5. We'll get back to that in just a second, so hold your thoughts on that. We picked Texas A&M. Mike, you got that one right. You picked Texas plus 2.5. Bo, you got that one wrong. You took Texas minus the 2.5. We picked Packers at Lions. Mike, you got it wrong. You took the under 48.5. Bo, you got it right because you took the over 48.5. And then we also picked Chiefs at Cowboys. Mike, you got that right because you took the over 52.5. Bo, you also got that right because you took Dallas plus 3.5. And then
So what was the difference in the weekend, Dylan?
The difference actually was the rando.
Thank you. You tried to talk all that trash.
I did.
I said I'm done with the rando.
The rando, if you missed it, Kent State at Northern Illinois. Mike, you took under 44.5.
I got the doors blown off.
And yeah, the final score 35-31. Bo, you got it right because you took the over 44.5. But fellas, real quick before we move on, the thing I want to point to is the one thing y'all did have in common for sure this weekend was y'all's takes on Georgia Tech. While different, both wrong.
Georgia minus 13.5. I think they win this game going away. I don't even think it's close. I've been an advocate for Georgia Tech all season. Think they're a good team, but that defense that we've seen over the last couple of weeks ain't going to stop Gunnar Stockton and the Georgia Bulldogs, especially at a neutral site this weekend, man. I think that one's going to get to about 17.
For Tech to win the game, they got to score every time they touch the football. They have to play mistake-free on offense. And I don't think it'll happen, but I do think that they're going to score in this game. That's why I'm taking the over. That's a huge over, but all right, I'll take it. Over 59.5.
Yeah, I mean, look, did I miss? Yes, but barely. All right, I wasn't that far off.
I wasn't wrong in my analysis that Tech had to score every time they touched the football. Maybe a little bit because it was 16-9, but they were abysmal offensively compared to what you come to expect out of Tech.
Why was the over-under off by so much?
Because Tech had been giving up over 460 yards of offense per game on defense. I think Tech's defense had given up going to that game like three or four straight games of 30-plus points given up.
Yeah.
And they were scoring that much too, Allie.
Yeah.
And Georgia's offense had really been clicking as of late, and you just didn't think that Tech was in any way, shape, or possible going to stop a Heisman Trophy candidate in Gunnar Stockton. And you didn't really trust Georgia's defense to – nobody has stopped Haynes King. They've slowed him down a little bit, but no one is – I mean, that guy's averaging like 400 yards offense on his own.
Yeah. And I don't think anybody thought that Gunnar Stockton would come away from this game with 70 passing yards. Like, just point blank. I don't think anybody saw that coming. I think that the running game, and I think Georgia fans would echo this, when Drew Bobo leaves the game, I think it was the end of the second quarter, the run game in the second half was not good. And you probably could have done more had he stayed healthy. I really felt like he was the key to a lot of things going on. He actually got hurt on the lone touchdown play of the game, got his foot stepped on and had to leave the game.
He had to come back in for that 2-minute drive.
Yeah.
Made a big deal about that.
Just to end Man on Monday on a positive note, you both are still – doing well, and this is still the best picking show in sports radio.
What's our records?
So, Mike, even though you went 2-3 this past weekend, you are still at a whopping 31-24-1. And Bo, you had a very nice bounce back weekend after going 1-3 the other weekend, 2 weekends ago. You went 3-2 this past weekend, and you are now at 29-27.
I'm just gonna say that there should only be one game possible for the random pick. It is championship weekend. There should only be one game possible. I'm just throwing that out there.
Virginia Duke or North Texas game.
There should be only one game possible that Allie brings to the table this week. So.
Are you talking about the Fighting Steak Shapiros?
No.
Both
of y'all are wrong.
If Tulane wins, are they in the playoff?
Yeah.
It's
the top five conference champions.
You know what's going to be funny about that is Florida fans are irate that they didn't get Lane Kiffin. Yet, They might get the coach. They might get the coach that's actually coaching a playoff game.
Yeah, there you go.
That'd be funny.
That's always nice, man. Yeah, for sure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
As always, your daily reminder that Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Teased this a minute ago. We have a visitor that showed up at our house last night. Comes around once a year, which is probably a little bit of a lie. Comes around 24 times a year because he actually has to go back to the North Pole each night and report back to Santa on how the young kids are doing at the household. So, I'm curious if anybody else has got this going on, and I am going to be very gentle and careful about the way I talk about our friend, and his name this year is George. Yes, named after the Curious George.
Does his name change every year?
This is only year two.
Okay.
So we've got a different one named George.
Okay.
And last year, our elf that visited us was named Rockies. Don't know where it came from.
Okay.
Couldn't tell you, but Curious George has taken the place of Rockies, and so the elf showed up today. He hid kind of behind a mirror in our playroom, where the kids hang out every single morning. There will be probably much more interesting places that he comes to visit us each morning. The kids absolutely love it. He also wrote with an Expo marker on the mirror and said, "Hey, I'm back. I missed you guys so much. And Merry Christmas, and I'll see you again soon." So
hopefully he cleans that up.
Yeah, hopefully he does have some, I don't know, some sort of Windex spray or some kind of cleaner to get that off of the mirror.
Leave some Windex out for him.
You know what I mean?
Was Rockies kind of mischievous last year?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, like got into trouble because they're...
You know, he was always eating the kids' snacks.
Oh, Rockies.
Yeah, he was, he actually somehow, I don't know how, but he brought a swing into the house and was swinging from one of the tops of the doors.
Whoa.
Yeah, he climbed up on chandeliers multiple times. And a couple times he had footprints after he left, like, you know, powder on, or I guess maybe it was snow from the North Pole on the bar. So I'm curious if anybody else. I am recruiting all input from people out there on the Twitters. I want to hear how your elf possibly showed up last night, like George did. And maybe he made more of an impact. But I think the overall thought process here is the elf doesn't want to make too much of a splash on day one.
Right.
There's many days ahead. You don't want to be too crazy and just crash through the window on day one because you know that there's 23 days to follow.
It's a marathon.
It's a marathon. So the elf was very smart to just kind of cling on to a mirror today, and just a little bit of Windex can, you know, all be cleaned up. But I'm curious. Hit me up at 929 Morning Shift, or you can hit up the show, or at MPJohnson79 on Twitter. What did your elf show up like last night?
Man, and those elves, they get into all kinds of trouble.
Stuff.
So I'm sure you have snapped some photos. Please send this to us at 929 Morning Shift. Coming up, it is a wake-up call. You can call us. Tell us what your elf is up to. Look, it's a Falcons Monday. And after a loss like that, it is your show. Call in. Let it out. 404-726-0929. We're all frustrated. We all felt that gut punch. Let's hear it. 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.